How big a boost was it for the group to get that first one in the championship in Clare the last day?
Yeah, it was huge. You know, we had a lot of new players in the panel. I remember what it was like to get my first championship win. And, you know, looking at the programme and down, we had a lot of NAs in terms of debuts. So, you know, it's a big thing for a lot of the newer fellas, especially, you know, to get their first championship victory. And for us, a cohort of senior, more experienced players, when it's a situation we haven't been quite been used to, losing our first championship game of the year, it was nice to get the first win on board, yeah. And it's brought a nice wee boost to training.
Is the feeling within the group, the dynamic in the group now, a lot different heading into this game than it was under the Clare match?
You know, the pitches are starting to get harder, the sun's in the sky, and, you know, after the victory, you know, a lot of boys were a wee pomp in their step, you know, so, you know, we're really looking forward now to the game against Derry on Sunday.
It's going to be a big game, obviously home advantage as well. I know there was a big Donegal support down in Clare, and during the troubled times, they were very much back in Donegal, so they were, and it's a case of you'll be looking for the same this weekend again.
Yeah, you know, the crowd down in Clare was fantastic. You know, I felt like there was more Donegal supporters down in Clare than there was Clare supporters, you know. So, you know, I hope now we can give them a reason to get behind us on Sunday, and we get a big Donegal crowd out, because the sport is massively important, and our home record was something we were immensely proud of, and it's something we want to get back on track.
Obviously, you have history with Derry, losing the Ulster final last year. And given the way that Derry played it last week against Monaghan, already people are saying maybe Derry's there for the taking. Is that something that you're thinking about, Omba?
It's something we thought about, but for us, it's about delivering our performance. You know, we don't really, with the season we've had, we can't be looking too far ahead or worry about anything but ourselves at the minute. But, you know, the games have been close between ourselves and themselves the last 2 years, so we'll be hoping for the same again now on Sunday, and hopefully we can come on the right side of the result.
Yeah. And how do you go about taking on the Ulster champions? How do you prepare for that and trying to put a game plan in place where you're going to overturn what was a 2-point deficit in the Ulster final to try and get a 2-point victory this time around?
I think we can just try our best to learn from other teams, you know, and how they went about, you know, stopping Derry and, you know, getting shots away against Derry. But, you know, mostly we're going to focus on ourselves. You know, I think we've seen a good side of us and a terrible side of us down, you know, in Clare. And, you know, we'll be hoping we see more of the good than the bad, especially in the second half. And we need to bring that kind of performance now on Sunday, you know, where we're kicking majority of our scores from play.
Not many people were going to have Donegal top of their group after the first game, but that is the case. And you know, if you get a result this weekend, it's going to put you in a very, very strong position moving forward.
Yeah, definitely. But as they say, like, we're not be looking past Sunday at the minute, you know. And for us, if we get a win on Sunday, it guarantees us through to the next stage of the group, or the All-Ireland Series, which is, you know, what we wanted, and a nice long summer ahead.
Yeah. What's it like having a dairyman as part of the management? And Paddy Bradley?
Paddy's enjoying this week, you know. Hopefully he can start giving us a few wee tips and that he knows about the players and the club scene. No, Paddy's been brilliant for us.
Yeah. What does he bring to the group?
I think he's, you know, working a lot with the offensive players, you know, your Oisin Gallagher, Jamie Brennan's, all the young fellas now that have come in, new forwards, and, you know, he's kind of started to step down his mark there in the last few weeks in terms of the attack and play, and I think we've seen a benefit from that down in Clare.
Yeah. Okay, and so things all good in the camp then as we head to the next one, finally?
Yeah, we've kind of all stuck together after the last few weeks, and, you know, we're happy with where we are. You know, presently, but, you know, on Sunday we just need to reduce the performance. The talking's only done in the field at this stage.